Tuesday's city council meeting saw public and council member discussion about the way Bethel Police Department handles rape cases. Those who testified advocated for more responsible policing and for timely handling of rape kits. Local family advocate Annie Cochran testified in the People to Be Heard portion of the meeting, saying she's sick of hearing about Bethel Police Department being understaffed.
For years, this is continuing on. We really can't allow our police departments to be so dramatically understaffed that they lose the ability to protect and serve the communities that need them.
She said that because victims of rape really have no other agency to turn to in town, they need to be able to rely on the Bethel Police Department.
It really comes down to the basics. The Bethel Police has a responsibility to ensure that they maintain the public order and safety, enforcing the law and preventing, detecting, and investigating the criminal activity.
Ruth Miller also spoke up on the police issues and suggested better council oversight.
I'm here tonight to speak about some serious concerns I have with the Bethel Police Department, and I heard a rumor that y'all were responsible for them.
At the end of the meeting, during council member commentary, Councilmember Mark Springer spoke at length. He said Bethel City Council and its Public Safety Commission actually don't have much purview over the Bethel Police Department, but he urged City Manager Pete Williams to look into alleged problems with rape kits.
We got some important public comment this evening about what is perceived by the public to be issues with the police department. I want to say that I hope that City Manager takes those concerns to the chief, who is his employee, and gets some explanation.
Councilmember C.J. McCormick seconded what Councilmember Springer said and expressed that it can be hard to find justice in rural Alaska.
Moreover, I am unfortunately also can sympathize with the rage that one might feel when justice is not served in situations like that, especially out here in rural Alaska. I know there have been a number of individuals who've been subjected to horrible crimes, and really nothing has unfortunately been done about that.
Councilmember and citizen comments came after recent allegations of improper handling of a local rape case, but the concerns seem to go beyond a single case. According to annual FBI data, Alaska has the highest sexual assault rate in the country, and Bethel's rape statistics are among the worst in the state. In 2019, Alaska saw double the number of rape cases compared to even the second highest ranking state. In an email, Police Chief Richard Simmons said that Bethel Police Department handled 54 reported sexual assaults and sexual assaults of minors last year alone. He said, quote, "Sad to say, but Bethel Police Department is familiar with managing these cases."